Imagine for a second that you're a 9-member underground Canadian rock band who's been around for 20 years. Last Monday, your first new album in a decade won $30,000 in Canada's most lucrative music award show, Polaris Prize. What's your next move? If you're the band Godspeed You Black Emperor, you ditch the award show, use the money to buy musical instruments for prisoners in Quebec, and release a statement implying that the whole event is, quote, effing insane. That might not be what you'd expect from a group of middle-aged rockers. The Polaris Prize, after all, is a pretty big deal, with sponsorships by Scion, SiriusXM, and even the Canadian government. So why choose a notoriously shy group of semi-anarchists to get the biggest cash prize in Canadian music? And what's the deal with this weird band with a weirder name? The answer to that question came a little closer to home when Godspeed performed at the Fonda Theatre in Hollywood earlier this month.
I used to listen to Godspeed, You Black Emperor, every night before bed for like weeks. It's an intense band.
That's local high school graduate Max Worthy, standing in the front row with his long wavy hair matted from the heat as he relates the story of how he barely made it to his first Godspeed show.
I didn't really hear about the tour. I actually saw the sign at the Fonda Theatre, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm going.
Soon after he finishes, the house lights dim to red. One note plays on a small synth, fighting for space against three guitars, two basses, two drum sets, a dozen amps, and a wicker chair with its back facing the audience. An old-school film reel projects images of declassified documents side-by-side with footage of violent policemen, burning houses, and anti-government slogans. The band take their places one by one, never looking at the audience. For 2 hours they play, getting a torrent of applause when the 20-minute-long songs end. When they finally leave the stage, with only 5 waves and a bow between 8 of them, the audience stands unmoving, silently waiting for a sign. That sign comes 5 minutes later in the form of the bright yellow house lights, and people slowly begin talking amongst themselves.
It's like the world crumbling apart and you have to be around to pick up the pieces. That's what Godspeed sounds like to me.
Says a local music enthusiast, who would only identify himself as Robbie with a Y. He's bought tickets to the show the next day in Pomona as well. And for him,
I will see them. I'll see them play polka, and it'll still be wholly appealing and just life changing for me. They're easily one of the top five, top ten, top whatever live acts out right now. And if you don't see them, you're a moron.
He's one of the last to leave the area, walking out while chatting with 3 other guys about his expectations for tomorrow's show. Max Worthy slides by the 4 men and out the exit, but before leaving, he stops to give his impression of the show.
It's amazing to me that Godspeed exists. Just the fact that the human beings can make that kind of music is, I just appreciate that so much. And, well, part of what I really like about them is like the mystery, that it's more about the art than it is about the fame or the money or the recognition or anything like that.
2 weeks and $30,000 later, Max's feelings about the band were proven right, and the people at Polaris were left with an empty stage. Still, the best conclusion might just be that they picked Godspeed for the same reason Godspeed didn't show up. For once, it was more about art than anything else. For Annenberg Radio News, I'm Andy Vassoyan.